I'm Amanda Krause, WRPR News. The results of the 2016 presidential election left many Americans divided. Conservative Republicans were overjoyed that their first-of-his-kind candidate, Donald Trump, secured the presidency, and progressive Democrats were crushed to learn that Hillary Clinton's hard-fought campaign ended in a crushing defeat. More specifically, women, minorities, the LGBTQ community, and immigrants were especially impacted by election results, fearing Trump's rhetoric and policy plans would deprive them of their basic human rights.
You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. I don't even wait. I moved in her like a
You know, she gained a massive amount of weight. It was a real problem.
Cher is somewhat of a loser. She's lonely. She's unhappy.
A person who's flat-chested is very hard to be a 10.
You wouldn't have your job if you weren't beautiful.
That must be a pretty picture you drop in.
John and Dennis.
Trump uses an intern's back to sign a release form.
I could do this all day long.
When I come home and dinner's not ready, I'll go through the roof.
I've said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
Never thought she was good-looking.
But you treat women with respect.
I can't say that either.
Women following the 2016 presidential election now find themselves in a difficult position, many now forced to face the president they feared. Manaz Lada, a junior at Ramapo College, finds herself now dealing with strong emotions.
I had fallen asleep, actually, as the results were coming in, and I woke up at 2:30 in the morning to see a CNN alert that Donald Trump was declared the president-elect as the 45th president of the United States. And my stomach was empty. And the next morning when I woke up, I just felt very sad and empty.
What was it about the election result that gave you that sad, empty feeling?
I think it was more the fact that people voted for someone who used such hateful rhetoric. And it was kind of the approval of the American people that this is okay, that it's okay to be racist, it's okay to be misogynistic, it's okay to be rude to all these different groups of people who make up our country and who really define what America is. I think the whole election kind of speaks to the inherent misogyny in the American culture, and I think America is quick to be like, oh, we're so diverse, we're so accepting, we give rights to everyone, and in our own history, we struggled with that. America has evolved, yet it's still stuck in the past.
This was the first election in which she could vote. Manaz is not a stranger to politics.
I remember when Bush was being elected in the 2004 election, and I remember in third grade I was very adamant that people should not vote for Bush. And in 2008 when Obama was running, I was very adamant that Obama should win, and I even went with my parents to the voting polls. But this election was very different. I found myself struggling to even be engaged in the election early on because there was no candidate that seemed to be very positive or experienced enough to be the president of the United States. So that was my concern. And then when it dwindled down to between Trump or Hillary, it was almost like no question. How can myself, who identifies as a woman of color, of Indian heritage, who is a Muslim, who wears a scarf, how can I vote for someone who goes against that entirely?
And that is what Manaz and other women of different races and religions are fearing the most. In the cases of Muslim women specifically, multiple reports of catcalls and offensive language being thrown at Muslim women emerged after Trump became the president-elect. In some extreme cases, hate crimes have been committed against Muslim women whose hijabs were forcibly removed.
As a Muslim American, I think I'm most concerned about how people will be treating Muslims. My father came to the United States at the age of 17 as a refugee from Uganda, fleeing Idi Amin, and he earned his citizenship through the legal process. He married my mom, she earned legal citizenship through that process, and me and my sisters are all U.S. citizens. But there's also this fear that other people will feel that they have a license to do whatever they want, to say whatever they want. And as a Muslim woman who actually observes hijab, I put on my scarf every day wondering, am I going to be okay? And the idea of me not wearing it for the sake of protection almost doesn't make sense to me, because it's like I'm giving in to everyone who thinks that it's okay to be racist and rude and offensive.
But whereas women like Manaz are now forced to fear all aspects of daily life, other women are, though nervous about Trump, able to remain positive for the sake of the nation. That is the current stance of 20-year-old Megan Nickel.
What was your initial thoughts when you heard about Donald Trump being elected president?
Shocked.
Shocked? Why were you shocked?
because I wasn't expecting it, to be honest. I thought Hillary would win by a large margin. I am definitely concerned about how he speaks about women because I think it's very demeaning. But I'm going to try to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know, because he hasn't entered office yet, so.
Still, some women are not concerned at all. In the case of Arianna Cava, Donald Trump is no different than any other American man.
I was fine with it. I mean, people say like Donald Trump is like a woman hater, but he has a daughter and he has a wife. And I just think he's just like your typical American dad type of guy. I didn't vote because I didn't want to vote for either candidate, but as a president, I think it's important to support him.
Whether women like it or not, Donald Trump will soon be the 45th president of the United States. Only time can tell if Trump's rhetoric and actions will carry over into the Oval Office or if this nation can unite after a bitter election that divided our nation. I'm Amanda Krause, WRPR News.